It was a silly winter evening about 16, 17 years back, and I was enjoying this ice cream with my cousin. But what happened the very next day was not at all pleasing. I was suffering from tonsillitis and very high fever, and I was lying on my bed. My cousin, on the other hand, was kind of okay. He was just suffering from minor cold and was looking completely fine. So luckily, I had my mom who was taking care of me, and I recovered quite well. And then back then, I realized how much this taking care is important for humans. And now, since I'm working with plants, I know how much important it is for plants as well. Now, enough of me talking about citrus. There's this disease called Huanglongbing, HLB, which is way more severe than tonsillitis was for me. It's kind of equivalent to cancer in humans. What it does to the plant is like it damages the roots and leaves start to show symptoms of nutrient deficiency. And then eventually the fruits are also green in color when they get mature. So this also gives this disease another name called greening disease. But there are certain rootstocks which are not equally affected, equally damaged by this disease. And they are less damaged by this disease, and they are called as tolerant rootstocks. Exactly the way my cousin was less affected by cold. And there are certain rootstocks which are highly damaged by this disease, the way I was affected by cold. And they are called as susceptible rootstocks. But the mechanism of tolerance and susceptibility is not known in HLB, against HLB. So I personally think the way humans who get to eat balanced diet are quite immune to diseases, maybe the tolerant rootstocks have less damaged roots, and that's why they can uptake more nutrients, and that's what makes them tolerant to some extent. So the reverse is the case with susceptible rootstocks, and that's my hypothesis. And the objective of the experiment that I'll be carrying out in my master's is that I'll try to see how unique and how efficient the different roots are in uptaking the nutrients, and if this root system and this nutrition has some role in providing tolerance or susceptibility to those rootstocks. And for this, I'll be grafting 7 different rootstocks and cyan together, and I'll be feeding them equally, and I'll see plant growth parameters and nutrient contents and all. And I'll also see if there are certain genes that are regulated in response to treatment, and if they are also responsible for giving tolerance to the plants. And if I get good results out of this, I think it will be a basis for validating potentially tolerant rootstocks in future. And it will also develop a little clear understanding against this towards the mechanism of tolerance. And also it will be evidence that if the plants are fed properly, even to a disease, we can get most out of those plants. So yeah, before I leave, I want to give this message. Like, though we keep chanting this slogan of go green all the time, I wish to send this message to all citrus plants out there. Please don't go green, greening kills. Thank you.